All right, welcome back, Patriots, to the Daily DOGE Report. You know me, it's your boy Caleb.
And I'm Grace.
Back again for another thrilling episode.
Season 2, episode 19.
19. Of the most hard-hitting, truth-telling, deep dives into the swamp of government.
Especially all those delightful ways they try to spend your hard-earned cash.
Oh, you said it, Grace. Today we're going to be talking about, you guessed it, government efficiency and spending.
Buckle up.
We've got leaks, we've got whistleblowers, we've even got some of Elon's own tweets.
Ooh, juicy.
All pointing the finger at waste, fraud, and abuse.
Plus, we're taking a special look at this new kid on the block.
You know him, you love him.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE, baby. Straight from the big dog himself.
Aiming to clean up the bureaucratic mess in Washington.
And, well, let's just say some people aren't too happy about it.
Because DOGE is sniffing out the truth about where your tax dollars are really going.
Domestically.
And internationally.
So, if you love America.
And hate seeing your money wasted.
This deep dive is for you.
Now let's dig in.
First off, for those of you living under a rock, DOGE is like the superhero we've all been waiting for.
It was created by executive order back in January. Number 14158, thank you very much.
Trump knew what he was doing.
Big picture. Modernize the feds.
Drag them into the 21st century, kicking and screaming if we have to.
But more importantly, find and eliminate all that wasteful spending.
You know, those cushy contracts.
This is pointless programs.
The stuff that makes your blood boil when you see your tax bill.
The brains behind the operation. None other than Elon Musk.
The man's a genius.
He's providing the high-level vision, the strategy.
And then we got Steve Davis, the real deal, actually running the day-to-day.
Now, if you want to stay in the loop, you got to follow them on X.
At, what else? At Doge?
That's their main account.
Straight from the DOGE's mouth.
But there's also a really interesting secondary source.
At CB Doge.
It seems like a watchdog group, citizen journalists, maybe.
Keeping a close eye on everything DOGE is doing.
All right, so what have these do-gooders been up to?
Well, right out of the gate, in March, they started making waves.
Big waves.
First up, NASA.
Yeah, NASA. Always love NASA.
Who doesn't love space, right?
Yeah.
But even our beloved space program, turns out, has some bloat.
DOGE actually gave him kudos, believe it or not.
For cutting, get this, almost $420 million in contracts.
Whoa, nice.
No, seriously, it was a great move. But the details, oh man, the details.
$45 million of that was just for consultants.
Consultants.
For change management support services.
Change management, what does that even mean?
Sounds like a whole lot of nothing to me.
Three separate consultants for that price tag. Something's fishy there.
Makes you wonder what kind of changes they were even managing.
And were those changes actually worth $45 million?
It reeks of bureaucracy.
Just layers and layers of middlemen raking in the dough.
And the worst part...
it's your money, folks.
But hey, at least they also got rid of a bunch of unused purchasing cards.
80% of them, apparently.
So baby steps, I guess.
It's like cleaning out your junk drawer. You got to start somewhere.
And it all adds up.
Especially when you're talking about government-sized spending.
But NASA wasn't the only one feeling the heat.
Nope. DOGE set their sights on an even bigger target.
The Department of Defense.
The big kahuna.
And you won't believe this.
They terminated over $580 million in wasteful contracts and grants.
Wow.
DOGE was pretty happy about that one.
Rightfully so.
But the real kicker was this thing called DCHRMS.
The Defense Civilian Human Resources Management System.
Try saying that five times fast.
Catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, basically it's their HR IT program.
You'd think they could handle HR, right? It's not rocket science.
Oh, but it was a disaster.
$280 million over budget.
And 5 years behind schedule.
5 years. In the tech world, that's like a century.
I mean, think about it. The iPhone didn't even exist 5 years ago.
Exactly.
So they finally pulled the plug.
Thank goodness.
Better late than never, I guess.
But seriously, $280 million. That could have built a lot of schools.
Or funded a whole lot of border security.
The mind boggles.
It really does. But those are just the official wins.
The stuff we know for sure.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
Now we're getting into some unconfirmed, but very interesting territory.
Remember at CBA Doge, our watchdog friends?
They dropped a bomb on X.
Claiming that DOGE was quietly influencing other departments, too.
Like the Department of Labor.
Apparently, over $38 million in funding was canceled.
Poof. Gone.
And these weren't just any programs.
These were what at CBA Doge called America Last programs.
You know, the ones that send your money overseas to help other countries.
While Americans are struggling right here at home.
Gotta be careful here.
This is all speculation.
Unconfirmed. report.
Take it with a grain of salt.
But it wouldn't be surprising, would it?
Not with the OGE on the case.
They're not afraid to shake things up.
Especially when it comes to putting America first.
So what kind of programs are we talking about? Well, according to @Kribodoge, they were funding things like Uzbekistan's cotton industry.
Cotton industry. In Uzbekistan. Why?
They were supposed to be making it more transparent, I guess.
Whatever that means.
Then there were climate change programs in Brazil and Colombia.
You know, those countries with the Amazon rainforest.
Well, apparently we were paying them to protect it.
Sounds like a scam to me.
Then there was collective bargaining in Indonesia and Guatemala.
Collective bargaining? Isn't that like union stuff?
Pretty much.
So we were sending money to prop up unions in other countries.
While unions here are struggling.
Makes sense.
And finally, they were funding labor standards in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, the Congo.
You know, that place with all the problems.
Yeah, it's problems we shouldn't be paying for.
It's not our responsibility.
We've got our own problems to deal with.
So if these reports are true, DOGE is cleaning house.
Big time.
And not just in MASA and the DOD.
They're going after the deep state wherever it hides.
Speaking of deep state, let's talk about foreign aid.
Oh boy, here we go.
Brace yourselves, folks.
This is where it gets really dark.
We got a video here.
Classified, of course.
Code name. SAAAPOIOR-NEXIL-R886R3.MP4.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
But what's in it is chilling.
Allegations that $40 million per week of your money is going straight to the Taliban.
The Taliban.
Those guys we fought a war against.
The ones who harbor terrorists.
And we're just handing them cash.
It's insane.
According to this video, here's how it works.
We fly pallets of cash into Afghanistan on charter jets.
Pallets of cash. Like something out of a movie.
Then we auction it off to the Taliban.
For Afghan currency.
The Taliban takes a cut, of course.
They're basically running a currency exchange scam.
On top of that, any NGOs, those non-governmental organizations operating in Afghanistan.
You know, the ones who are supposed to be helping people?
They have to get permission from the Taliban to even be there.
And pay taxes.
To the Taliban.
Who then skim off the top of their spending.
So even the aid money isn't really going where it's supposed to.
It's all ending up in the pockets of the Taliban.
And guess who they're giving it to?
More terrorists.
Al-Qaeda?
ISIS.
The whole lot of them.
We're literally funding our own enemy.
It's treasonous.
Now, some people might try to dismiss this.
Say it's just a conspiracy theory.
Fake news.
But we have the proof.
The brave patriots who are risking their lives to expose the truth.
And what's the government doing about it?
Nothing.
They're covering it up.
Sweeping it under the rug.
Because they're in on it.
The swamp is deep, folks.
Deeper than we ever imagined.
Well, wait, there's more.
Remember that $38 million the Department of Labor canceled?
The America Last programs.
Well, the Secretary of Labor actually confirmed it.
In an official statement.
He said the programs were terminated at Trump's direction.
Because they were putting America last.
And you know what? He listed the exact same programs that @Kribodoge mentioned.
Uzbekistan cotton, Brazil and Colombia, climate change, Indonesia and Guatemala unions, Congo labor.
So even though the initial report was unofficial,
the government admitted it was true.
They're canceling these wasteful foreign aid programs.
And redirecting the money back to American workers.
Finally.
But it's not just the money, folks.
It's the principle.
Why are we sending billions of dollars overseas?
To countries that hate us.
When we have so many problems here at home.
Our veterans are homeless.
Our schools are failing.
Our infrastructure is crumbling.
And we're giving away money like it's candy.
It's madness.
It's time to put America first.
And that's what DOGE is doing.
They're draining the swamp.
Exposing the corruption.
And holding the deep state accountable.
But they can't do it alone.
They need our help.
We need to spread the word.
Share this deep dive with your friends.
Your family.
Your neighbors.
Everyone.
The truth needs to be heard.
The swamp needs to be drained.
And America needs to be great again.
We can do this.
Together.
So let's roll up our sleeves.
Get to work.
And show the world what America's really made of.
And hey, if you love what we do here at the Daily DOGE Report,
you can support us for just 99 cents a month.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Help us keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks for listening, Patriots.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive.
Until then, stay vigilant.
Stay informed.
And God bless America.
God bless America.